1262, application by St. Mary Land and Exploration Company for an order to extend the boundary of the Ambrose Field to include all of sections 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, and 33, all in Township 163 North, Range 99 West, and all in Divide County, and to further include those sections as 1280-acre spacing units. Interested parties, please come forward.
Madam Examiner, my name is John Morrison, P.O. Box 2798, Bismarck, North Dakota, appearing this matter on behalf of St. Mary Land and Exploration Company. This is a matter to create some spacing units, and then the next six cases are matters pooling those spacing units. We're just going to have the land witness cover the testimony on the pooling exhibits or pooling cases rather than do the affidavit, since it'll be the same testimonies in the land or in the space case anyway. However, at the request of an interested party, I believe it's Sampson, we are requesting to dismiss cases 11-264 and 11-265. Sampson didn't have any objection to spacing those spacing units, but did object to pooling them at this time. So we agreed that we would dismiss those. So what we'd ask is 11-262, 263, 266, 267, and 268 be consolidated for purposes of hearing.
Okay, that sounds appropriate. So I'll quickly and briefly review four of the listed cases involving pooling applications. And these are cases numbers 11263, 11266, 11267, and 11268. They are all applications by the same applicant, which is St. Mary Land and Exploration Company. They all involve requests to pool interests in tracts and all within Divide County. And those four listed cases will be consolidated for purposes of today's hearing with case number 11262, which is the first listed at the top of page 4 of the printed docket and which I have already read into the record. And so with that, you may proceed, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you, Madam Governor. We will have three witnesses. Roger Nelson will testify on land matters. Kip Carroll will testify on geology. And Alex Sachin will testify as an engineer.
Hello.
Hi, Roger. This is John. You're on the speakerphone in the hearing room.
Okay.
And Mr. Nelson?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, you may proceed when ready, Mr. Morrison.
Thank you. Roger, would you state your name, tell us by whom you're employed, in what capacity, and give us your business address, please?
Okay, Roger Nelson, senior landman for St. Mary Land and Exploration Company. 500 North 31st Street, Suite 500, Billings, Montana, 59101.
And, Roger, in that capacity, have you previously testified for this commission as an expert witness in land matters and had your qualifications as such accepted?
Yes, I have.
And have you also prepared an exhibit you're going to sponsor in case 11-262 and then also in the consolidated pooling cases?
Yes, I have.
I'll offer the further testimony. That's this one's an expert.
Motion is granted.
Roger, let's turn then to the packet of exhibits for 11-262, and I'll have you turn to Exhibit A, and why don't you tell us what you've shown on Exhibit A, please.
Okay. This is a land map of the proposed stand-up 1,280-acre spacing units in Divide County, North Dakota. These are all shown by separate colored outlines. Yellow on the map represents tracts that St. Mary Land has an interest in. The white, you can see others' names on those. Those tracts are owned by other companies. The lands involved in all of these are a combination of fee and state lands. There are no federal. If you look at the boxes that have arrows pointing to these proposed spacing units, you can see the summary ownership. Let's take the first one in the northeast corner. Sections 16 and 21 of 16399. It's a 1,280-acre unit. You can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Abraxas, and Armstrong, and that again is the totals for the 1,280. And then moving on to sections 17 and 20, again, it's a 1,280-acre unit. You can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Samson, and others. In sections 18 and 19, it's a 1,266.32 acre unit. And again, you can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Whiting, and the small interest that's open. And then going down to section 28 and 33, it's a 1,280 acre unit. And again, you can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Samson, Abraxas, Armstrong, and others. Moving on to sections 29 and 32, it's a 1,279.99 acre unit. And you can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Samson, others, and a small interest that's open. Finally, in sections 30 and 31, it's a 1,270.64 acre unit. And again, you can see the relative interests of St. Mary, Samson, and 12.45% open. I have sent a letter to 11 working interest owners that I see that have working interest in these units. I received two phone calls back from two just wanting additional information. And again, we got our letter back from Samson saying they support the spacing but would like to withdraw two of the units for cooling. John mentioned that before, and that is sections 28 and 33 and sections 29 and 32. That's it.
Okay, and then Roger, if you turn to the packet of exhibits that we've marked for 11263 through 268, yes. Exhibit A is the same land plat, is that correct?
Yes, it is. That's right.
And that land plat shows that in each of these four spacing units that we have left for pooling, there are separately owned tracts and separately owned interests within tracts. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And there is no voluntary pooling agreement covering all of those spacing units. Is that also correct?
That's correct. There's no pooling at this time.
And so what we're asking today is just that all interests in the spacing unit be pooled. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you have not yet sent out AFEs or invitations to participate, and so we're not asking to resolve any penalty issues at this point in time. Is that correct also?
That's true. We're still looking to pick a location to drill out here.
Well, with that, I don't have any further questions of the land witness in any of these cases.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Roger, the 11 letters you sent out to the working interest owners, and what were those concerning?
Sorry, I didn't hear all of that. Could you repeat that?
You had mentioned you'd sent 11 letters to working interest owners. What did those letters concern?
Well, they just said that I believe that you're a working interest owner in one of these or more of these six proposed units, and that we propose 1,280 acre spacing, and we propose pooling for these six units, and that we'll have title examined later this year, and hopefully can drill a well later on this year.
Really, notice of the hearing.
So that they were not
just a notice of all these being on the hearing today.
So they were not AFEs and elections.
Oh no.
Okay.
Roger, you indicated that you had Samson's support for two of the units where St. Mary's is not the largest working interest owner. What about the one up in 16 and 21 where Abraxas is the largest working interest owner?
Yes, we have contacted Abraxas, and we are working with them so that, we may end up with a majority interest here fairly soon, but nothing's been decided yet.
But they're not opposed to St. Mary's operating a 1280 spacing unit there?
I sent them the letter, and I've received no reply from them at all concerning the spacing. Hello?
Yeah, we're looking at your map and thinking.
Okay.
In that situation, Roger, is St. Mary's proposing a 1280 that overlaps the existing 640 that's in section 16?
Yes, that 640 is a Dupero spacing unit, I believe.
Mark's going to take a minute and look that up.
I would point out that sections 18 and 19 are within two different fields, and each section has had production from a different field, so it may end up as a drilling unit.
Yeah, I mean, we don't care, obviously. It's, we ask for Ambrose because it is based for Lockwood, West Ambrose isn't, but...
Yeah, the well in Section 16 is a Ducro well.
But one in 18.
That's P&8, isn't it?
One in the north, one in two.
Okay, with that, are there any other questions from the staff? Okay, there appear to be none. We'll move on. Is it Mr. Carroll?
Yes.
Mr. Carroll?
Yes.
Do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes, I do.
Mr. Morrison.
Thank you. Kip, would you state your name, spell your last name for the record, and also tell us by whom you're employed in what capacity?
Yes, my name is Kip Carroll. My last name is spelled C-A-R-R-O-L-L. I'm employed as a senior geologist by St. Mary Land and Exploration Company. Our address is 550 North 31st Street, Suite 500 in Billings, Montana, 59101.
And, Kip, have you previously had an opportunity to testify before the Commission as an expert witness?
No, I have not.
Can you briefly review your educational and professional background in the field of geology, then?
Yes. I have a bachelor's and master's degree in geology. I have worked as a geologist in the oil industry for 30 years. Approximately 27 of those years have been in the Williston Basin in North Dakota and Montana.
And you prepared two exhibits for your testimony today, is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I'll offer the further testimony. This was an expert.
Most passion.
Thank you. Kip, let's turn first to Exhibit B and tell us what you're showing on Exhibit B.
Yes, Exhibit B is a plat showing structure on the top of the Three Forks Formation in this area. The top of the Three Forks is essentially the top of the reservoir interval in this case. The map is a 25-foot contour interval showing an east-west strike on the formation with a more or less monoclinal dip to the south into the basin. The six proposed spacing units are outlined in red, and the current Ambrose field designation limits are outlined in blue.
And let's go on with the next exhibit, the cross-section.
All right, the cross-section is shown on Exhibit B, the two wells in 19 and in 27. This shows the Bakken and Three Forks interval logged in these two wells on porosity logs, and the target interval that we intend to drill our lateral in is at the top of the Three Forks formation, as indicated by the red labels of target.
And Kip, if you look back on your Exhibit B for a moment, in your opinion, are these 612, or is the Bakken pool underlying these six 1,280-acre proposed spacing units part of the same reservoir, the same common source of supply that's currently spaced in the Ambrose Bakken field?
Yes, it is.
I don't have any further questions from the geologic witness this time.
Are there any questions from the staff?
Kip, this is Bruce Junker. Will the Three Forks be the target in all six proposed units?
Yes, sir. That is our plan.
Are there any plans for a pilot hole, any additional logging?
No, we have no plans for a pilot hole at this time. We are considering logging the lateral portion of the well, perhaps in just the first well.
Okay, thank you. Kip, this is Lynn Helms. Do you know what the proposed wellbore configuration is going to be, or is that a better question for Alex?
Our proposed configuration will be north-south laterals stretching across the 1,280-acre spacing unit, and we intend to drill these using the North Dakota 1220 rule.
So they may be in the east half or the west half, but always 1220 from the line?
Yes, that is correct.
Any other questions from the staff?
A more detailed question. For 18 and 19, do you know which section that surface location is going to be in?
That is our current plans would put the location in the south half of section 19. However, subject to some additional seismic interpretation, we may elect to move that to the northern edge of section 18.
Any other questions from the staff?
Kip, when you say you're going to honor the 1220 rule, are you going to drill on at 1220 or are you going to go some distance away from that?
No, we would drill far enough from the section boundaries enough that we would adhere to the 1220 rule. So we would be the, at minimum, the legal minimum distance from the boundary of the spacing unit to comply with the rule.
So my question is, would you drill at 1220 or would you drill a little bit further to the east or west depending on which side of the unit you're on?
We'd drill a little bit further away so that we surely didn't drift in too close to the spacing unit boundary.
So approximately at 1300, 1320, somewhere in there?
Yes, that's correct.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions from the staff? Okay, if there's none, we'll move on to the next witness.
Thank you. Alex, would you state your name, spell your last name for the record, and get sworn in first. I'm sorry.
And it's Mr. Sachin?
Yes.
Mr. Sachin?
Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
And do you promise that the testimony you are about to give is the truth?
Yes.
Okay, proceed.
Now, Alex, if you state your name, spell your last name, and tell us by whom you're employed and what capacity, please.
My name is Alex Sachin, S-A-C-H-E-N. I'm employed by St. Mary's Corporation, and I'm a reservoir engineer.
And, Alex, have you previously had an opportunity to testify before the commission as an expert witness?
Yes.
And have you prepared an engineering exhibit for use in your testimony today?
Yes.
I'll offer the further testimony this one as an expert.
Motion is granted.
Alex, let's turn to Exhibit D and tell us what you've shown on this exhibit, please.
I am showing the volumetrics and the economics for these six 1280 spacing units. As you can see, we have on the left side the reservoir data, oil saturation, the original oil in place. We're calculating around 2 million barrels, and we're expecting a 15% recovery factor, which gives us 295,000 barrels of oil. Our GORs, we're expecting 700, and based on a $4.7 million investment, we're expecting payout in about 3 years.
So, Alex, in your opinion, is it economically feasible to develop the Bakken Formation in this area of Divide County through horizontal drilling?
Yes.
In order to do so, do you believe you need the flexibility afforded by the 1,280-acre spacing you are requesting?
Yes.
In your opinion, will that spacing give you the flexibility you need to drill wells that will protect relative rights, prevent waste, and prevent the drilling of unnecessary wells?
Yes.
I don't have any further questions. We offer the exhibits.
The exhibits are received. Are there questions from the staff or Mr. Sachin?
Alex, how do you plan on completing the well? The well.
Multi-stage frac.
What's that?
You're going to use multi-stage fracs. Nine stages.
And your investment of 4.7 includes those nine stages?
Yes.
Have you guys seen the price improve on your drilling of the well, drilling and completing?
Yeah, costs have come down quite substantially over the last couple of months, from the $6 million range to closer to the $4 million range.
Thank you.
Roger?
Yes.
Getting back to sections 18 and 19, if the commission established if the commission established that as a drilling unit, then that can, those two sections cannot be pooled at this time. Is that going to prevent any problems for St. Mary?
No, in other words, we're asking for pooling on the four other than what I had mentioned, 28, 33, and 29, and 32. So you're saying if this was approved as a drilling unit, it could not be pooled at this time?
That's correct.
Okay, well, like I say, we've had in the last five wells we've drilled, we've, you know, had to go for a pooling hearing pretty much immediately after drilling, you know, after sending AFEs and people going non-consent. So we're asking for pooling in this case pretty much as a convenience because invariably there is, you know, some interest owners that do not participate.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the staff? Mr. Morrison, are you going to have any additional testimony in the listed pooling cases?
Nope. Or? That's it. We'd offer the exhibits that were offered in both cases.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, anything further then?
Nothing further from us.
That concludes then. Cases numbers 11262, 11263, 11266, 11267, and 11268.